Sentry first, yeah. Right?
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda. And today we have a very special guest that's actually late. Our friend Josue, I think he's in the parking lot.
He's in the front door. Send someone to open for me.
So we will we'll introduce him now when he comes on. But yeah. Guys, thank you for joining us at our new time of 10 p.m. We find that this is a... First of all, it gives us time to do everything that we need to do in the day. So it's better for us at this time. But it also gives our West Coast followers
more time,
a more appropriate time to be able to sit down and watch us. And then all of our East Coast people, you guys can just like wind down with us right before bed, even though there's not much winding down when it comes to us.
Right.
But before we get started, please, guys, support us. Help us get on the algorithm. Like this video, share, subscribe if you haven't already, and help Mostly Peaceful Latinas grow.
Absolutely.
Per usual, we want to thank our sponsors, No Illuminati, No Lizard People, but we do have Sentry H2O, Patriot-owned water filtration system. It's an under-the-sink system, smaller than most in the market, more affordable than most in the market by significantly margins. Yeah. Sentry H2O, you know, I had a video, I'm probably going to play it next week, but that basically discussed about the process of reverse osmosis and how it removes all of these bad things from the water. But at the same time, there's certain nutrients that you need that are found in your water.
It remineralizes the water with magnesium, correct, things like that, calcium as well. So it not only removes the toxins, but it's going to remineralize your water and as well as put oxygen. That's something that we haven't discussed.
So if you haven't checked out our sponsors at Sentry H2O, please do. You can use code MPL10 for a small discount. Ay, mira quién llegó. Mira quién llegó. Y tomando Sephora Hills. Over there. You're over there, bud. You're drinking Sephora. Tell me, you don't have a Sentry water filtration system?
Do you care about your life? Care about water?
Damn, I buy bottled water.
That's problematic.
And that's also probably costing you more money when you think about it in the long run. You know, how many times, how much water do you drink?
And that water in particular is nasty.
Really bad water.
So speaking of, what's your discount code?
That's actually funny you'd ask. MPL10. I actually, next time I talk to you, I want to make sure, like, I can't believe that you actually care about your life. You sun your balls, you care about your health, and you're gonna tell me that you're drinking caca water.
I have like a regular filter, but I know that's not enough.
Well, okay, so our friends over at centuryh2ohosue.com, MPL10,
yeah,
for 10.
So we were just you know, Josue has been like on the show twice already.
Three times.
It's
recurring guest.
Wow. Yeah. We have no friends. That's why.
No one likes us.
We have no friends. I'm kidding. We always just, we appreciate your input. And yeah. Do you want to plug in? Introduce yourself.
So my name is Josue. I run the pages What Josue Has to Say across all social media platforms. I focus on a little comedy, culture, commentary, current event commentary, self-development, thought-provoking, you know, type of thing. Give me a follow and let's have some fun.
And he's the standard Miami bro.
Bro guy.
The standard Miami guy. Josue will be a part of our all-male panel that we do have coming. We will have coming when we do. That we want to bring to you guys about the reality of dating in Miami from people who actually live here and have lived here their whole life, not nerds that moved here and had a hard time adjusting. And now because they have a hard time adjusting, they blame all women. So what are we going to talk today? Oh, a topic that's going to piss off so many. I already see it in the chat. Who says that you can turn a hoe into a housewife?
Ask conservative men. They marry them. Ask conservative men. You can ask conservative men. Yeah. Hey, is this true? Do you actually care that your wife has a past? And they're going to tell you, my brother, I don't. Because,
I don't know if they would straight up say that. But here's the reality of what's going on in today's episode. People are fake as shit. And they push whatever gets them clicks or whatever their narrative. So if they'll build their little niche, their little trad housewife core, if you will, and their husbands will play along with this. And then the reality is that they lie to young women because they're not honest and upfront about their own past. About the fact that just like most women, you're going to go through a period where you like to party and hang out with your friends and drink. And then just like most women, you outgrow it and you're capable of going on to lead normal lives. And yes, becoming wives and mothers and boring people. Yeah,
but it's just conservative influencers and the conservative movement in general. There's a lot of hypocrisy from both men and women. They'll sit there and act very righteous.
But that's separate from just the trad wife.
Right. That's completely separate. But I'm saying as a whole, we also know of many men who are married, who are cheaters, who are, you know, do the degenerate things.
Yes.
And honestly, I don't really care.
You're like, not going to drop names? Are we dropping names?
I don't. No. But I'm saying in general, I don't really care. No, because like, it's not my problem. I try to stay away from the drama. But what I think is ridiculous is like when you're putting out that content.
Linda, people follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, but I get
They see what you're up to. They see what they know your antics.
You choose violence.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get paid. I actually got monetized on X. So I'm monetized.
Congratulations.
Now I have been beefing with everybody. And that's what I saw was working for others. And then it worked for me. And now I am monetized. So I'm going to take you guys to dinner. I am the new sugar mama of the team. And yeah,
that's where
I'm. Well, here's my question, though, because you guys said that the podcast was, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Right. Mm-hmm. Which the answer clearly is yes.
Yes.
But my question is, you can turn it to a housewife, but can you keep her a housewife?
Oh, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not going to say probably. Mm-hmm. You know how many boring ass women right now can close their eyes and go back and relive to the fact that they had whole days, that they partied in their 20s, and now they're living boring lives with their husbands, being moms, driving people. I don't, particularly living here in Miami, I don't know any woman that didn't have at least a two-year period where they were going to clubs, where they were staying up late, where they maybe walked into an 11 or to a strip club.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't consider that a hoe by definition. Well, that's like a whole stage that everyone goes to.
Right, but that's
a hoe, that's a gene. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree
with you.
That's
a fucking gene.
But you know what it is? That you are not out there trying to make pretend that you are TradCon, that you are the real conservative, that you are the real Republican. And what we're seeing right now is that there's these virtual wars that we've actually been talking about for over a year now that take place in the Republican Party, where it's all about everybody feeding their own ego, everybody feeding in a very self-serving way, creating a niche around telling other people, well, you're not Christian enough and you're not conservative enough and you're not Republican enough to feed some sense of like self-superiority. And the latest trend seems to revolve around attacking women. And calling women, I mean, it's absurd, because if we were talking about hoe by the definition, as you were saying, where it's a woman that's loose and is sleeping around a lot, then yeah, I would agree. There's some level of judgment and some level of like societal claim that needs to be made over those women, where it's like, hey, that's probably not the best way to live your life. But when we're getting to the point where, oh, well, you're not a real conservative if you wear leggings. My dude.
And people said we were lying about that. Well, we've seen those tweets before.
Correct.
I think that. Well, so just so you guys know where we stand politically, Josue was a communist. No, I'm kidding.
He's not que a falta communist. Respeto.
Josue was pretty like center left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until really like COVID hit, right? Which is actually the a big part of my following. Like I jumped from like 50,000 followers to like over 100,000 because of the COVID situation. So there was a lot of people that actually gravitated towards the right or the Republican Party or influencers that were posting stuff about COVID. And they weren't necessarily conservative. They weren't necessarily Christians. They weren't necessarily, you know,
I've told you that around that same time, I had a huge increase in followers of porn stars. Mm-hmm.
that we're looking for information on trafficking, on the industry being exposed.
The porn industry.
And it was
Jenna Jameson is a follower
I'm not allowed on the internet anymore.
Jenna Jameson follows us. She's one of the biggest porn stars, and she's a huge Trump supporter. Corn stars. And also, you know, I have a bunch of all these hot Miami girls that you guys, some of you guys may know, I'm not going to drop any names. They're all Trump supporters. All these girls that are making $500,000 off of Instagram, and they have a bikini line that's making $3 million a year, or a sports brand that's making another $3 million a year. And how do I know these numbers? Because their people do my email blast. So we have people that work on our stuff together, and I know how much money they make. And so these girls that are not conservative by the definition of you have to dress a certain way or act a certain way or have a certain job or X, Y, and Z. They're all voting Republican because they don't. Why would you want to vote left when you're making $3 million of one brand? Why would you do that? Plus, most of them are Cubans, right? They're like Cuban Americans. So naturally, they're going to gravitate towards the right. They're not really posting conservative. They don't really post politics at all.
No.
But they follow me, and they follow, they used to follow you when you were there.
When I had a page.
Right.
Now I'm only on Truth Social, guys. I'm going to post the link in the chat.
Yeah. And they follow me because I'm from Miami. I'm more relatable. Correct. I know them. They know who I am. And I'm a Trump supporter. They're not necessarily following me. They follow Lisa Drano and stuff.
You know, Linda and I, we're talking about two huge pages combined across all our platforms, probably over a 500,000 followers. When you look at the traction that we had, millions of impressions, mostly local. And like Linda was mentioning, that all had to do with the demographic that we were reaching out to and who found us relatable. That was a very divisive time in American history where people, it was, you know, we had the race wars going on, and we had, you know, and brown people shouldn't vote for Donald Trump. Donald Trump hates all Latinos, and he hates Mexicans, and he called them, rapists and all these other things. And we gave a voice to people that would have otherwise never felt identified by the Republican Party. We made the Republican Party safe. It's cool and safe because the idea was like, well, they're a bunch of bigots and racists.
Right.
They're a bunch of misogynists. They're a bunch of elitists. And people like Linda and I made the Republican Party a safe space for a demographic that whether or not you feel you're superior to because of how you dress or because of your religion or whatever it may be, it's still a demographic that helps get the Republican candidates that you want elected.
Right.
So the reality is the politics is going to take a middle ground. It's not just you in the far right and women suck and women shouldn't vote. And, you know, like they told us, they've told us to go clean toilets, things that we've never seen before in our entire lifespan where we've been involved in politics. So, you know, the people that criticize us need to understand that we are a voice for a demographic that doesn't feel identified by the dusty Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And we make that Republican Party seem approachable, seem cool. I should be careful on saying cool because it's really hard to make some of you seem cool. You're pretty dusty. But we make it a safe space for minorities to come in, for people that consider themselves moderates to come in, for people that were former Democrats to come in. Josue stories. You were
tell us
about our influence. Tell the audience.
I went to Linda's re-education camp for conservatives, and I was transformed. Going back to like the point you guys were making, I think where a lot of people get lost with conservatism is that a lot of people subscribe to conservatism when it comes to legislation and laws, but not exactly lifestyle and culture.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's that divide. And then people expect them to be like these Bible thumpers or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some of these people don't give a fuck about God. You know what I mean? But they just subscribe to the laws and the legislation and all that shit. Not everyone's going to behave like a conservative, even though you may subscribe to being conservative. Ideology. Yeah, 100%.
Let me put my mic closer. My back hurts actually because I was boxing today. You know what?
You know, you can't.
It's illegal to punch people in the face, so I box twice a week now. I have a Mexican and a black this guy, trainer.
Chris Morrison is really fucking annoying, but we're going to let you stay Chris in the chat for the time being.
Who's that?
Just a fucking loser that's always crying.
Nobody said that you should be voting for Joe the Cabbage. One can choose to not vote for a Republican just because they have an R next to their name. And I don't know if your brain is dull or smooth or small or what exactly the problem is, but there's a trillion other elections that you're going to have to vote in. There are school boards, there's the water department, there's commissioners or senators, there's state representatives. And the problem is that Republicans, just like Democrats, feel that they own your vote. Democrats feel like they own your vote because you're a minority. Republicans think that they own your vote because the left is so crazy that who else are you going to vote for? And that's right. The problem, that we don't really have a choice. We have the illusion of choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're up against. Right. So you think that because we say leave the Republican Party, that we're saying become Democrats. Don't be dumb.
Right.
What we're saying is elevate above the illusion of the two-party system that keeps you a prisoner to shitty politics.
These are heavy. What was I saying? I forgot. About hoes. Every single hoe that I know that I knew in high school is married. Every single hoe that I knew in college is married. And it's just been absolutely hilarious to watch people on the internet, especially men, really, because I actually spend a lot of time with men. You know why? Because I was in the liquor industry for a couple of years. And guess what the liquor industry is, especially the beer industry? 70% men. So having to spend a lot of time with these men in corporate, different age ranges, most mm-hmm. actually older than me, a lot of them married, was a really interesting experience and was a very eye-opening experience, especially when it comes to their wives. You come to realize that they hate their lives, like a lot of them do. And their happiest moments was when they were actually traveling for corporate trips, right? Where they would go and get fucked up all the time, every single night. They go to strip clubs. They were actually crazier than the younger people. People like me, I was like 24 years old and I'm like, I'm not going out with these old dudes. I'm like the only girl. There's like 10 guys. It made me feel uncomfortable, honestly. Right. And I would just go back to my hotel and I'd wake up at 8 o'clock when I had to go to my breakfast or whatever for work. And all these suits were just coming back from the club at like 7 a.m. And that was like their vacation. So it's been interesting psychologically to observe men for that long. But not that I'm saying every marriage is like that or it's bad. It's just what I saw in corporate. So knowing what I know and knowing what I've seen and seeing every single hoe that I know that I've known, I'm like, there's always going to be a man that's not going to care. Well, and that's actually why we got to in this place to begin with.
They'll never admit it though.
Who?
Men.
They'll never admit they'll it never because admit they feel that they like
wait, hoes. What do you mean?
They'll men never, will never admit that they like you're hoes. Attracted to hoes.
Yes and no.
I don't think that pragmatically. It's a case by case. I don't think that correct, because dating is case by case, which right. is what defies the RP movement, that they think that it's all these statistics and that every situation is the same. But in reality, I don't know one guy that hasn't fallen in love with a hoe.
I literally don't know.
I don't know one guy.
One.
Tell us, Josue, are you tell one us. Guy?
I can't disclose any personal information, but
you see that
guys are gonna fall. It's like it's the same thing I say about, you know, when these girls go on these shows and they ask them like, oh, what are your preferences? And they're like, oh, I want a guy that's 6'5" and a millionaire or whatever. Okay, but have you ever fallen in love with a broke guy?
The answer is yes.
Okay, but have you ever fallen in love with a short guy?
Hey, short kings represent.
Short kings repping for the win.
You gotta talk about, you know, being a short king. A lot of these guys here are always crying about being short and how they don't get bitches.
Because they don't get bitches because their fucking personality is the personality of a fucking shoelace.
That's what I said to him. Like, I said, just go get laid, my boy. Just go get laid.
Listen, there's going to be women out there that have the preference. They like tall men. All women like tall men. Like, they probably prefer it. But there's probably an exclusive, like, small amount that, you know, just want tall men. That doesn't apply for all women. If you got the sauce, you got the talk, women are auditory creatures. Like they fall in love through the ear. You got it. They'll see you like you're a 7 foot king. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you guys, if you weren't on our live, exactly why we're talking about retired hoes and exposing hoes. Honestly, I don't care. I know so much about people. You guys know that if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm the Lord Varys of the conservative movement, and I know dirt on everybody. And I've known about everyone, like all the hoes, but I genuinely don't care. I honestly don't care if you are an ex-ho and you actually are retired a ho and you got married, you find family. I'm actually, it's great with that. My problem comes with people like this girl called Isabella Riley. And Isabella Riley goes on a podcast called Fresh and Fit, and they bring her on as the trad wives so she can school the rest of the girls that are allegedly hoes. I do.
Wait, she's like a madame type of thing?
So Fresh and Fit.
But the one you had pulled from Fresh and Fit was good. People are going to know which one it is. You got to pull that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the small one that you had showed me.
And so you go on this. No, Fresh and Fit brings in a bunch of hosts all the time.
Yeah, I know.
They always bring, right? And they're basically, and they're there to just tell these girls, like, no one's going to want you. Like, everyone's going to look at your naked pictures, like, you know, whatever. And then a lot of times they'll bring in a girl who's like a trad wife, who's like, and then this girl, like, obviously we're girls, so like, we can read when someone's lying. And a lot of the times these girls are extremely, like, fake about it. Like, they're like LARPing. They're like trying extra hard to be like, that girl was like, I wake up and, you know, I wake up my husband with like scratches on my back.
Right. Then she's like, I give my husband
like this whole thing. And it's just like, bro, no one believes that. But anyways, I don't care. Even if you do, the point is that she sits there and she schools these girls and tells them that they're never going to find husbands, that they're not going to be loved, that they're not redeemable almost because they have bikini pictures or whatever pictures on the internet. We come to find out that this girl during her college years was doing that and more, right? We come to find out that this girl, while she was working at a certain media company, was getting ran through by literally every single person or a lot of men in that media company, including married men, allegedly. We'll say allegedly because we're not going to, you know, we don't know.
You don't
want
a lawsuit.
And it's just like, you know, your message should be like, I was a hoe once and
she denies being a hoe.
Right. So the problem is that they built this entire brand. She acts righteous. So like, for example, when she goes on Fresh and Fit, she's like, you know, I give my foot massages to my husband every morning and I make his breakfast and I do all of them. All of those things are fantastic, but she's saying it like almost like, oh, you women have no idea. You're not, you know, you're trash. You're OnlyFans girls, you're whatever. But she's not sitting there and telling them the reality where it's like, hey, listen, I get it. I used to party. I used to go out. I dated men. I was trying to find the person that I was going to spend the rest of my life.
Yeah, be real.
I wasn't like that all the time. When I found the right person that was worthy of being my husband, then I became that person to that man that created that space for me. And instead of speaking honestly like that, this girl, Isabella Riley, continues to go on the internet and trash women. So she'll randomly find a conservative influencer wearing a bikini online and be like, you're not a real conservative. You're just a hoe. You're not a real conservative. You're just a hoe.
Why are you posting bikini pictures on the internet?
And then nagging about it. And it's like, when you were younger, you posted pictures like that too. Now you're married. So I think that the first thing that we have to say is with the title, you know, can you turn a hoe into a housewife? Back to your point. The reality is that I don't even think that we're referring to, well, first of all, yeah, it's all hoes. But there's a lot of girls out there that because of this new like RP stuff, this push, are being called hoes that really aren't. Like, they're just young girls existing in a modern world, in the same modern world that the men are forced to exist.
Living their life.
Right? Like, you take a trip with your girlfriends, like it doesn't necessarily mean that you're having sex with somebody on that trip. You know, if you're posting sexy pictures, it doesn't mean that you're sleeping with people. Like all of these factors that come into it. But then you've got this movement of women that are feeding their own egos by calling those women less than and making them feel like you're never going to find a husband. You're never going to find somebody who loves you, cares for you, or respects you. When in reality, the same people that are telling these girls that were in fact those girls before and found somebody to love them, respect them, and, you know, marry them.
How much do you ask about a girl's past before, like you know, like, because that's a big thing, right? So the whole argument of like, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, which obviously we're women. So we've seen so many hoes become housewives that we're like, yes, of course you can. We've seen them. So they talk about men care about a women's past, yada, yada, yada. But like, how do you even know how much of her past? Like you meet somebody tomorrow and you start talking to them. Like how, like, you, like to dive that deep,
how do you?
You really can't. And number one, I have never done that because I don't expect an honest answer back.
That's,
you know what I mean? Right. So it's like, why am I going to even waste my breath and make her feel uncomfortable? Or like, why is this guy asking me this question? Like, I'm not going to get an honest answer back. So why even go there? If I wanted to find out, I'd be like, hey, so ask about your relationship history. Like, how many boyfriends have you had, or what was the longest relationship? Things of that nature. And then if you really want to dig more, see her group of friends. How do her friends act? That's like, you are one. Who you hang out with.
That's things, a big one.
Is she a former party girl? Like, go snoop at her 2008 Facebook pictures. I don't fucking know. But you don't go off, yo, what's your body count? She's going to be like, five.
Let's be honest. You find a picture of her on a girls trip in 2008 in an album Cancun, and it's her and all of her friends in matching G-strings taking shots of tequila from a house that they rented. Are you calling her a hoe and not dating her? Because one time in 2009.
That sounds like every girl I've ever dated. It's the truth. It's Miami. Tell me
this
no.
is what we
yeah,
mean.
No, this that is it's literally like, it. This is like, yeah.
I feel like the definition of so many things has just been like completely watered down. Like a hoe. All right, well, what the fuck is a hoe? Like before, a hoe used to be somebody that was promiscuous and used to sleep with a lot of men.
Right.
Now
it's literally it's like anybody.
If you have tits that are visible, you're a hoe. If you wear a bikini in record-breaking 100-degree weather in South Florida, you're a hoe. If you wear leggings, you're a hoe. If you're like now it's even an age factor. If you're over 30 and not married, you're a hoe.
Look, Jonathan, my friend Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan. Are you watching? Thank you for watching. He says, I've never fallen in love with a hoe. You're 24 years old. You're going to fall in love with a hoe. There's still time.
You're a baby.
So
guy.
You're 24 years old. It's going to happen. So you just chill right there and you wait for that to happen.
Again, I go back to the definition of like, I've never fallen in love with a hoe.
Look at this one, Lucas. So yes, there are trad women who were hoes, but some of them have transformed their lives and become proper women.
That's what we encourage. That everybody's able to become what it is that they become in life, that people are allowed to be young and dumb, and that there is vindication at the other side of it. Like there's many people that do come back now. I mean, I guess if, you know, you were on like Bang Bros or something like that,
that's
somebody
a different story.
But then like, again, by definition, you are in fact a hoe. And even then, somebody might marry you. And there's going to be people in the chat that say, well, whoever marries her is a simp. So what? So what? It's a man that's going to take care of her, treat her a certain way, love her. And despite the fact that, you know, she was spread eagle in a bus down Calle Ocho, like, all right, it's still like, what does she Colombiana. Care? Wait, who is that?
So let me ask you this. We talk about, you know, women not being classified hoes when they're young because they're out, you know, just living life, whatever, and then they settle down and, you know, just being young. What about the inverse? What about someone who's always been, you know, conservative, had one boyfriend, married that boyfriend, and then they get divorced later in life?
Yeah,
a los 40, when they're 40, they decide, let's go and let's experience what I didn't experience. And that happens too. So is that a hoe at that point? Because she lived like a nun her whole life, but now she decided to.
Many such cases, actually.
I think it goes back to what you said earlier, which Linda and I have actually talked about. A hoe is an energy.
Yeah.
Hoe is an energy. Hoe isn't something that you actually do, because you could be a virgin.
It's genetic.
And you can be a hoe.
Yeah.
Like you can be a virgin.
Yeah.
Let's say like, okay, high school girls, right? There was, I'm not going to say that I know that I knew that girl, but I know that girls like that exist. You have the virgin friend, but it's the same virgin friend that every time she's around one of her friend's boyfriends, it's like rolling up her shorts, doing her little thing, fixing. She's a virgin. But she's got the whole energy, right? Same thing can be. Maybe you start dating a chick and she's not cheating on you. But every time she sees your homie, she's like, ha ha.
Too much.
She's got the whole energy.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to cheat on you. She doesn't have to sleep. She's for the streets. To me, it's like a lot of these, it goes back to why I think that the RP is flawed. A lot of the ideology does coincide with conservatism, which, by the way, somebody said, why do you hate RP if they're conservatives? Wanting to have four girlfriends and not settle down with a family and never get married, that's not conservatism. It's what we're talking about. If they're telling me that I'm not conservative for wearing leggings, what do you think they're saying about people like Andrew Tate and you know, the rest of them that wanted to just have like girlfriends and sleep, advocate for sleeping with 50, 60 women? That's not conservative. There's no space for them there either.
If Kim Kardashian's not a conservative, neither are these people.
Neither are these people. Now,
if you guys want to argue what that you can the say, Kardashians are not conservative. Kim Kardashian's on, neither is Andrew Tate, neither are any of these people. So
Right. What you can say is that there are some conversations in the RP space that do coincide with traditional conservative, what Republican people would consider conservative values. We agree. It's why so many of you sometimes ask us, why do you guys talk about the RP? Well, because it's gotten its little tentacles into the conservative space that we've been a part of for the last 5+ years. So when you take a look at what's happening right now, this, the fact that there are aspects of the RP space that do coincide with our ideology, we do believe that women should have self-respect. We're not condoning actual hoeing. We think that women should keep low body counts. We think that women should reserve their energy for the person that they're going to marry, or at a minimum, if that's not attainable because of modern society that we all live in, then at minimum, you need to be very aware of who it is that you're exchanging your energy with in this world. So we do advocate for women to have low body count, self-respect, for them to marry men.
Men whores don't deserve virgins.
Men whores do men not deserve whores virgins.
Don't deserve virgins.
Virgins deserve virgins.
Yeah, exactly. Or somebody with a lower body count that actually is going to take care of you and care about you. Men whores don't deserve virgins. Somehow on the internet, they're like entitled. They feel like entitled to it. You don't. So that's that.
This was a great point. I want to bring it up.
Wait, but you got to expand on that.
Yeah. What?
Why don't they deserve them?
Why don't man whores?
Because you have virgin? No man whores have no discipline.
Yeah, but there's double standards for men and women.
Yeah, there is, but so. it's the problem is so that this RP
like,
space.
So would you, let's say, like when you're 18 year old, or even then, a lot of them now are saying you should not even go to school. You should be 16 mm-hmm. and get married immediately, because if you go to college, you're gonna end up being a whore. And it's going to ruin your life. And why even go through the whole phase? So, but we're talking about 40+ year old men who have been around, maybe married, God knows what, wanting the 16-year-old girl. So as a father, let's say that you're a strict father, your daughter is actually a 16-year-old virgin. Would you actually want your daughter to be with like a 40+ year old man whore?
No, 100% not. But it's not about what I want as a father. How is that relevant to the, obviously not, like no way in hell.
No way in hell that you want that.
Yeah, but that's usually how the virgin
The problem is that right now that's the ideology that's being pushed, right. That every single incel on the internet thinks that they deserve a virgin.
Because they're incels, guy.
incels. But, you know, when you've got people like, for example, Amiron, right, from Fresh and Fit, when he says that as a man that you should sleep with 50+ women before you even consider about settling down, and then he also advocates for marrying, you know, pure virgins, like that's a problematic for me, because I don't think that a guy that slept with 50+ women needs to be with a woman that's a virgin. Ideally, I'd love to see that virgin with another virgin and married, and that they discover their sexuality together and one another in their marriage and their union. I don't think that there should be you know, somebody said in the chat, there's no such thing as man whores. They're only whole creators. And while I understand what you're saying there, and I do agree with that, but the reality is that that's also untrue, because a woman does not, like, there are certain men, like, I promise you there's too much. Like, there is a number that's too much. I'm not saying that that's the same number for every woman, but a woman that is selective about who she sleeps with will look at a guy that's just like really nasty about how, because let's be honest, the higher body numbers that you have as a man, you've sacrificed quality on those numbers on more than one occasion.
We look at the Andrew Tate girl, right? We look at the Tristan Tate. We just found out that Tristan Tate's or the Tate brothers, the girl named Emma Gabby that Candace Owens was talking about this weekend, One of the underage girls, she's not overage, and we just found who she is. She's actually a Florida native, South Florida. She's gone to our tea bar somewhere in Delray Beach that we go to. And she's not attractive at all. She's
not, very average. Because then it goes back to that. You have a high body count as a man, and you're going to have to sacrifice quality. And as
Tristan.
I know that. I love how there's men in the chat telling me that's not true. That's not true. Yeah, it is fucking true.
Listen, because bro, there's men that I've turned down. Yes, there's no way.
They don't get laid. So they don't. So they're not. That means, you know what I mean. Like
I promise you that there's men out there that
look at Tristan Tate. Just
well,
just
we've had this conversation before. Men, I'm married. I don't got to worry about dating in Miami in any capacity. But I know that there's men that have been attractive, have had the right, have been charismatic, have been fun, have paid on the date, have done everything right, but they're man whores, and that nothing has been pursued because they're man whores and they're gross. And when you look at some of the women that they've been with, and you have to ask yourself, does that woman have a potential disease? And now I'm gonna, yeah, no, I promise you, like you might think that that's not true, but we're women. So we don't tell you what you think. Don't tell us what the fuck to think. Right.
Funny. Look, one of my haters is here. First of all, I'm not in my late 30s. You're a hater. I feel so bad for you. You're one of the Desperate Housewives that I talk about on Twitter. You're such a miserable cunt.
Oh, she's so miserable.
You're so miserable. You literally had to go on a rant about me.
Can I ask you a question?
Hold on. Crying about me rollerblading because you have to wake up at the crock of dawn to get your fucking kids and your husband with your miserable fucking life and then cry. You know, I don't have time to go to the beach. Like, Linda just goes rollerblading. You're a miserable fucking bitch and you got your Instagram taken down because God doesn't fucking like you, bitch.
I've got a question for this woman, because I saw that, you know, you think it's so funny to clown on Linda because she was out rollerblading. I am married. I get up early and I take care of my husband's things too. I make sure that his lunch is packed. I make sure that my house is clean, the dinners. But something about the way you brought that up seemed like you're very resentful about your own life. See, me, I take a lot of pleasure in being able to do that for my husband and living that life. But when you make a comment like, well, we can't all be Linda that's going to go rollerblade, the hate, the resentment.
Why did you follow me, bitch? Why did you follow me?
Through.
You've been following me this whole fucking time, hating on me, watching your miserable fucking life while I'm out in Miami, looking fine as fuck on my fucking rollerblades. And you're there like, oh, I fucking hate this bitch. Don't follow people you don't like, bitch. Don't follow people you don't like. Defending the fucking idiot that is Bryson Gay, a fucking closeted homosexual. You think that's just me being petty? Everyone thinks he's a closeted homosexual because all he does is bully gay people. Everyone thinks that. Everyone talks about it. I'm just the person to say it, so I come off like the asshole. I don't care. Just don't watch me. Look at you. You're literally on my stream still crying about me. I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't follow you. Do you realize you're a mother? You're supposed to be a mother. Go attend to your kids. Go attend to your husband. You're fucking miserable. I recorded it. I send it to all of my friends, my married friends, my fucking single friends. We're all laughing at how fucking miserable you are over your desperate trot wife life. Shut up, bitch. Like, what are you doing here?
Sounds like a fan to me. I don't know.
This has been ongoing. Let's read some of the super chats that we have. Linda, actually, can you read them on the computer? Because I don't.
Oh, yes.
Candela.
I just can't. I don't understand. Like, what? Like,
this woman, was, falling? They literally made an entire podcast about Linda because they're chasing clout. Because they're chasing clout, and at the end, the woman's like, we cannot be Linda that gets up to rollerblade. I need to get up in the crack of dawn to take care of my kids. Do you have to sound so miserable about your fucking job? I get it. You're married 23 years. Congratulations. Try not to be so bitter about it. That's a possibility and something that might work out for maybe not to get triggered about literally every single thing on the fucking internet, especially not simping for some random dude on the internet that doesn't need your help standing up for him,
which is
part of the problem. Let's talk about this Bryson Gay problem for a part. Yes, we're going to continue to say that he's a closeted homosexual. Anybody that's been around homosexual people and has seen how actual straight men that are confident in their masculinity act around gay people knows that they don't act the way Chrisen does. The fact that he has to lose his shit because a gay person walks into a room with 100 other people is kind of a red flag that he might be struggling with some homoerotic thoughts of his own. So we're going to continue to say it the same way that he can judge off one picture and call me a married woman a harlot because I'm standing next to Linda. Yeah, I'm going to call him a closeted homosexual. If we've actually been calling him that for a long time,
for a very long time, just not publicly.
He doesn't know that, but it's something that's actually very commonly said in conservative circles about him because nobody understands why he becomes so angry and irate whenever the conversation about gay people exists. We get it. You're Christians. You love the Bible. I get it. I also love the Bible. I understand that you think that gay people are going to burn in hell. But you know what? So are adulterers. And so are murderers.
So are fucking haters like you, bitch. You're going to fucking burn in hell. That's where you got your Instagram taken down because you came after me. It wasn't even me. I didn't even have to do it. But you know what? God doesn't like the ugly. And I'm not talking about like looks.
Why is she saying nasty people? I'm 45 and hot as fuck. Bitch, you're a trad wife. Who gives a fuck that you're hot?
You're a trad wife.
You guys are hypocrites.
You're a trad wife. Why are you here?
Why are you telling me that you're hot as fuck? Does your husband know that you're telling random people on the internet in a chat of 105 people that you're hot as fuck? You're hypocrites.
You're literally because I'm hot and I'm younger than you and I'm living my best life. Oh, look at this girl rollerblading. Like, not everybody could be. Not everyone. Okay, bitch, then go get rollerblades on fucking Amazon and go rollerblade around your neighborhood
with your kids. That could be a good activity for you guys to do.
You're so annoying. Oh, I'm just like, and then they come. Wait.
This is my favorite.
These fucking dumb assholes have the audacity to get into a problem that is not theirs, start talking shit about me on the internet, and then they fucking email me, oh, can you be a guest on our podcast? And then when I tell them, you are a maid, you are doing the dirty work for Bryson Gay. You're doing maid work. I have no idea why, but I guess you simp for him that hard. Really weird since you're fucking 45 years old. But anyways, I replied back and I said, why would I go on your podcast? You've been talking shit about me for 4 fucking days, despite the fact that you don't know me, bitch. You don't know me. You're talking shit about me. You want me to go on your podcast with the other cunt that's sitting next to you that said, Linda needs to go back to the kitchen and clean, bitch. No, I don't have to do shit.
There you have it. The dumb barely hoe. Peaceful Latinas.
Fucking, I can't, bro. Like, you're fucking hating on a person rollerblading, minding their own business.
So annoying.
Like, just think about that for a second. How fucking miserable are you? Like, now I have to go do mom duties, like, with this face. Like, you fucking hate your kids.
You cannot be Linda.
You fucking hate your kids. Like, you fucking, I have to go do mom duties now. I wake up super early. I actually can't work out. And bitch, not my problem. You married a poor man, maybe, or you don't time manage. That's not my problem. Like, that's literally your problem.
Bring it.
And this is
not 45.
I'm not a Nazi.
I understand that you guys hate the fact that I'm more attractive than most of you, but I'm not that age. So I don't understand. You know, 20-year-olds are hating on me. Like, I could be banging a 25-year-old guy right now. Do you think that they care? Like, only you care about my age. Only you care about me. I don't care about you. Go back to your sad fucking life, bitch.
Damn, Linda's pissing off the insults again in the chat. I love it. Let's read the super chats, please. Let's go on the super chats to our people that love us. Oh, my God.
Erica Torres, thank you so much for your $5.
Oh, my God. All is the these two nerds, the Lucky Backstan and Chris Moron. You guys are so funny. They're like, she thinks she's a 10. No, enough men have told her she's a 10. She believes it. Bro, the other day I was cracking up because we went to go eat at that Spanish
Linda's
restaurant.
Linda's a
10. Yeah, no, for a fact. For a fact.
Bitch, have you seen my ass?
They haven't because you're always sitting down and you don't
push
it enough.
You're fucking lucky. You are fucking lucky, bitch. You're fucking lucky because I would have your husband looking at my ass too, bitch.
You are not all that. Chris, no one cares. You have an anonymous profile, bro. The guy that's standing right here that's dated hot Miami women his entire life,
bitch,
says she's a 10. Your opinion
get
is fucking irrelevant, bro. These guys swear that some random idiot on the internet is going to tell a woman that they have no access to what her rating is. You could rate me a fucking 2 if you fucking want.
You
I'm
fucking
living.
Say I'm a 1. I'm living. I don't give a fuck.
I'm living.
Men love me. And I don't care. Like, you could literally say, you're the ugliest person alive. Okay, cool. It doesn't matter. You don't have to see me. I'm not your problem. I'm somebody else's problem. I'm not your problem. So that's that.
My question is, why are you as a man online berating women
because you can't get
or
pussy,
gossiping or talking, criticizing women. That's bitch shit. That's shit women do to women. Why are you, as a masculine man, going after women? If they suck, ignore them and keep doing your own thing. Stay in your lane. That's just weird ass behavior. I don't fucking get it, dude.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Fucking cringe. Fucking cringe.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, let's read the super chats. Okay, so Erica Torres, sorry about that. Thank you so much. Next time, write us a message if you want. And boxing, did you guys get to listen to El Doggy? If so, thoughts? I did not. Did you?
We've been super busy.
Honestly, I've been really... What happened?
No, asking if the producer wants a little drink.
I've been super busy with work, with the store. So I honestly, we haven't even cut clips for the last podcast. So no. We've been super busy. Red Pill Gender Wars has me feeling like I caught, and David, thank you so much. You always come through. I caught the last chopper out of the NAM when I married with my wife in college back in 2011. My wife and I have quietly lived a deeply traditional lifestyle our whole lives, and nothing like Red Pill at all. Cheating is in trad, joder. So you also have to understand that the internet's not real life, not real correct world. True. Like this is a very small minority of people. Like same thing on Twitter. You can actually relate it to the DeSantis Trump wars, where the average Republican voter has no idea what's going on. They still like both. They're like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like if Trump doesn't get it, like I'll just vote for DeSantis. Like they don't really care. They're not on Twitter. They're not clinically online all the time, so they're just like, I'll just vote for whatever like Republican like whoever's the nominee. They're not thinking about, they're not online watching what you and I watch. So it's the same thing with these people. You still go out there and women are still the prize. Like it's none of this correct stuff is affecting people in the real world. It's terminally online people, like some of our chat, like incels that are on this chat, who don't want to work on themselves, who just rather sit here and dwell on women are bad, body count whores, gold diggers. Like you could do that. It's the United States of America. You could be a furry if you want to. Also, you could be a corn star if you want to. You could do whatever you want. But it's not gonna change your life. It's not gonna actually get you married. It's not gonna get you laid. It's not gonna get you anywhere. It's kind of like complaining about money and not doing anything about it. I'm fat. I don't look good. Okay, well,
go to the gym.
What are you going
to
do?
Right.
So that's that. Generic headline. The trad LARP is becoming obvious. Dudes are getting sick of it and aren't these Red Bull Manosphere manlets. A genuine, decent man can make a good marriage. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's such an important point to bring up. Like when you have a strong man leading the household, like first of all, that he's going to identify a good woman. Because again, I feel like hoe is an energy. You know that you're going to be able to tell who the hoe is. So you're going to pick a good woman. And as long as you're a good, strong leader in the man and set the boundaries of what it is that your expectation is as a husband, then you're going to get that from the woman that wants to marry you, because she's going to want to be that for you. She's going to want to have your house clean, prepare your lunch, you know, give you foot massages if you want or whatnot. I give those sometimes.
Today there was an interesting comment on Instagram where a guy was like, well, it's not that easy to get laid. Like, men are more lonely than ever. And sure, whatever. We can get into those statistics later. And, you know, every girl wants a Tom Hardy, right? That I even had to ask you guys. I sent it to you guys. I was like, what the fuck is Tom Hardy? Every girl was a Tom Hardy, and they think they're a 10 and this and that. I'm like, well, maybe it's because you
are living online.
Right. You're living online, for one. Maybe you're looking at this Instagram models or girls that are like, have all these followings and are very pretty and maybe only date certain range of men. It's like I've told and I've said this before. You have to date within your reach. So I don't understand. Like if you know that you can physically get with that hot chick on the internet because she thinks she's a 10 and she wants to date Tom Hardy.
Go for her friend.
go for her friend, but also like date within your range.
Well, that's why I feel that the rating system is always subjective, right? Because the rating system is really only going to be dependent on what you have access to as a man, right? So the truth is that if you are used to dating, I don't know, let's say that by society standards, you're used to dating 10s, right? And you have a buddy that's maybe, you know, I don't know, a little overweight, not as good looking, maybe he doesn't make good money, whatever. His options are more limited than yours, right? Because you're a short king. when that guy starts, maybe that guy is a 3 at best. And maybe he starts going to the gym and he turns into a 5. And maybe he bags a 7.
Yeah.
That's a 10.
100%.
That's a 10 for him. He went from a 3 to bagging a 7. That might as well be a 10 when you end up doing the math on that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's very, this like rating system is also very subjective. And a lot of the people that you see obsessed with this rating system on the internet, it's because they feel that because on the internet, you can Google hot women and have access to all of the hottest women. And then you create this illusion where it's like, well, compared to this really hot woman that I saw in Victoria's Secret or on this website or that I follow on Instagram, that girl is a 3 compared to that woman. Okay, great. But you don't have access to that other woman. You've got access to the 3. And if all the other women that you have access to are 1s, then that 3 is your 10. So,
well, no, tampoco. So I don't necessarily agree with that. It's
some people got to, buddy, some people got to settle for 3.
Nah, you got to settle, but that 3 still a 3.
We should play
to you, it's a 3. Honestly, because you have access to hotter women, women. Please. But to a guy that doesn't have access, how about a guy that doesn't get any sex whatsoever? And somehow a 3 falls in love with him and she loves him and she's willing to make him his food and rub his feet and have sex with him. That's a win. To a guy that's never been looked at before in his entire life.
No, 100%. But if he considered her a 3 at one point, then physically, it's still a 3.
But I think that that's all, again, depending on the guy. Because if it's the hottest girl you've ever had access to, despite that she might be a 3 by society standards, she's the 10 to you. She's the 10 of all the women that you've ever had. When you line up all the women that you've ever had, if you had to rate them on a scale from 1 through 10, then that woman ends up being your 10, despite the fact that maybe she's a societal 3.
Okay.
I know you can't see yourself dating a 3.
But, but it's not about me at all. I think just as a man, like, you're aware. Like, those qualities might... You fell in love with a 3, but you're still a 3. Okay, that's the way that I see it.
I need to continue. We can come back to this. Because we got to read the super chats.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, sorry, guys. We cut off. Joseph from the Kaba Bar, thank you so much. You always support us. He said, for the anti-host party, I agree. But hosts still win. You know, it's just a pattern that we've seen throughout the times. Maverick the Enigma. Being a normie with Riz will attract the right women. Being a deadpan person with money, like the RP teaches, will get you played. Be a man, women come. I agree. That's why
it will get you played. That's such a good observation. If you make your most redeeming quality as a man your money, expect to find women that will only date you because of your money.
After we're done with this, we're going to play you the sad clip of the desperate housewife who actually envies my life. What do you know? Married and kids, and she envies my life. Yeah. Very sad, actually. Very sad. Goes to show you, for the younger girls around here, that maybe you're rushing into getting married, and I'm gonna show you how sad and miserable she looks in a second here. The Pigeon Slayer. What Republican politicians are far right? Literally none, I think.
What
Republican politicians are far right?
None. It's like Nazism.
No, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that we've got anything that is necessarily like alt-right. But no, I mean, if you look at like a way like a Sabatini would vote, like even though he's not in politics right now, like he would be considered far right.
But not by definition.
Well, like, the thing is that actually, remember that they even changed the actual definitions in the dictionary now to like match things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So these days... Describe far right. If you are pro family, pro guns, anti-abortion, those things already are considered far right these days. If you're against gender ideology, if you believe that there's only two genders, that is considered far right. So it's a really watered down definition, much like everything else. Like, what does it mean to be a real conservative? What does it really mean to be submissive? All of these are words that have kind of been, the definition of them has been watered down. So when you ask, is there really any far right candidate? I guess that is anybody pushing fascism? I don't think so. Maybe Ron DeSantis is the closest one to it.
Let's move on. Kenneth Washington, he says, yes, dudes like and fall in love with hoes, but every dude isn't able to handle their past. Dudes have to be honest with that when they can handle. And I agree with that. There's a lot of, especially Latinos, like they may end up with a hoe. They may be with a girl that they knew her past because they like her and they vibe, but he may still hold her past over her because you know how Latino men are, especially.
Yeah.
So that he's got a point. Emery Roy says, hoe is an energy. I remember being in high school and girls intentionally wearing skimpy clothes to purposely get boys' attention. They probably cringe now thinking back at how they behave. They probably don't. Hoes don't have a conscience. That's why they're hoes.
What was the line that you said the other day, Linda? Please. You said it in the car.
I wrote it down. My jaw dropped
because I'm like,
I wrote it down.
God, that is the realest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Because actually it's here even open. When men talk about high value men get a bunch of women and we get so much women, blah, 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 we're built, we got money, da, 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 we get so much women. Yes, of course you're going to attract more women because women are also demonic. So now you have to think about the type of women that you're attracting.
Which is exactly why, to the guy that said earlier that it's not true that women don't care about men having body counts. No, that's not true. There's women that are very well aware that you have demons attached to you.
Nastiness.
Crazy ex-girlfriends that are going to make my life impossible.
Nastiness.
Crazy hoes that are going to talk shit about how they fucked you and try to embarrass me publicly.
How many guys do we make fun of?
A lot of women that don't want.
How many guys do we make fun of that come down my DM and then we go look at their Instagram and we literally make fun of them?
How many guys don't we call our Charlie Sheen? Yeah.
We literally make fun of
Charlie Sheen. They were like, absolutely not. Who wants to date Charlie Sheen?
We make fun of the
degenerates. Charlie Sheen is rich and famous and good looking. Was good looking most of his life. Who wants to date a guy that's been caught fucking whores, trannies, AIDS, a drug problem? Why would any woman want that? Like, yes, there's definitely a limit. Like, women don't want degenerates as husbands. You know who fucks Charlie Sheen? Whores.
Demons.
That then snatch your soul. And then you want to go and put that on some girl that like hasn't done anything to you because some demon snatched your soul in the bathroom stall of a strip club one time.
With that gorilla grip.
Mavery, again, he says misery loves company and having a big mouth. Yes, like the darling girl, whatever her name is, just fucking crying here. And saying that I'm giving advice. Bitch, it's our life. Like, are you like... This is a podcast.
Look at this comment. Spring Hill Jack writes, I do attract toxic women, but they're so much fun.
At least we have an honest man.
Thank you for the honesty.
I back that up, my brother.
Isn't it the reality? Tell us, Josue, please. At what moment did you realize that that as much as you wanted to deny it, there is an attraction to
I've always known.
You've always known. I'm a Scorpio. I always know.
Because it's true. And like when you come from like a childhood where like things may be chaotic, which I think everybody had a chaotic childhood, like you seek that to an extent in a relationship. Like you like not the drama, but like the keeping on your toes. Like if you have a girl that's too good to you, you're probably going to cheat on her. Or you're probably going to like fuck her over if you're not ready.
Because men don't want to have that conversation.
If you're not ready.
They don't want to have that conversation.
Actually,
about how you motherfuckers son hijo del maltrato. For those of you that don't understand what that means, is that men...
But that goes both ways because women don't like nice guys either.
Women don't like sims. And here's the thing. I made this before.
I have one last super chat.
Okay, fine. Let's read the last super chat.
Because you guys are Cubans and you guys talk a lot.
Por favor.
Kenneth told me to woosah. Thank you, Kenneth. You're right. You are such a nice man always. And I'm sorry for getting crazy. I'm not sorry. But thank you for your super chat. Ruse Beth...
This guy's cracking me up, bro. You're right. I had a very stable childhood. I'm just a huge asshole and like arguing, which is why I like Linda.
Of course you do. At least you admit it. Last time you were not that nice. Are you one of our Indian followers? Because I love it when you guys come through. He says, loving the energy already, Linda. So passionate. It's true. You know? It's true. Guys like it. I don't know what to say.
It's very. I just gotta say, and I've seen it happen all the time as an observationist, as somebody that observes human behavior. I'm that person. I like to people watch. I like to keep tabs. I like to watch things. I'm the person that like immediately like I'll scroll through a picture on Instagram, and like the picture just has to give me an energy, and I know that like they separated, that like whoever the person was in the picture is like, oh, they got a divorce. I can tell.
I was about to say. I'm sure.
Energy. So sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Because you could,
because you pick up on the energy. I forgot where I was going with that.
Hold on, let's play this
video. This is hilarious. This is hilarious.
This is hilarious. Let's play the video of our friend here, whatever her name is.
Suni is going to get off this live and she has to go do something motherly or wifely. I have to go do the same thing. Meanwhile, Linda is going to the beach to rollerblade. Let that sink in. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm exhausted, okay? I'm exhausted. And as soon as I'm done with my domestic duties that I do every day, I have to go to bed because I have to get up tomorrow and do it all over again.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Exactly.
Yeah. And if I want to go to the beach, unfortunately, or go exercise, unfortunately, I can't wait till the weather's nice. I have to wake up at the butt crack of fucking dawn.
Sounds like a you problem.
It sounds like somebody that it honestly, like, it's actually sad. That's to quite hear women, sad. Particularly women that I assume that your podcast is representative of, like, this, like, TradCon content that likes to call Linda and I floozies. What was it that they called us? Harlots?
Harlots.
Nobody told you to have kids. Assuming that you're part of that. Well, I wouldn't go to that direction, but here's my problem with it. Your content, if you're an influencer, by definition, it should be that your content should want people to be trad. Your content should make married life, raising your kids, like a really joyful, glamorous thing that attracts people to want that lifestyle. When you say things like, oh, I can't even rollerblade. I can't go to the beach. Oh, you know, because the way my life is set up, you sound miserable. You don't want to make people go and be married. My life is beautiful. I love being married to my husband. It's a great fucking life. You make it sound like a really horrible thing. And you said you were married for 24 years. Maybe it's time to start spicing shit up or something. Or maybe it's time to start appreciating the fact that you really only got 18 years with your kids before they're out of the house. And that maybe every moment is precious. I don't know. I guess since I want to be a mom so bad and I haven't gotten that opportunity yet, I see the way that you talk about being a mother and it kind of disgusts me. And then it's even more disgusting that you have the audacity to claim, ownership over traditional conservative values while you sit there and speak low about the fact that you're a mother and a full-time wife. I would love the opportunity to have to get up in the middle of the night to take care of my kids that I unfortunately do not have yet. So to hear you talk like that, I guess it just seems a little contradictory, if you will, that you want women to embrace these traditional conservative lifestyles while at the same time sounding like you're miserable in them.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is representative of most conservatives.
Look at this. She's a trad wife, but complains about Linda rollerblading because she can't do it. Yeah, literally. That's what I mean. Like, they're desperate housewives. And then they go on social media because they're desperate. And then they let out their anger, and then they see someone that doesn't have kids, they bully them. They're like, oh, like, you're like, you don't have kids. It's like, bitch, have you seen how miserable you are? Like, you're literally not giving she inspires me to have kids. You're giving I should be grateful that I get to rollerblade on a Saturday morning and then I get to go have my steak and have a great day, right? So that's where I'm out with that, sadly.
Let's expand a little bit on this topic, because the topic really is how this ideology to shit on women has now taken over conservative traditional values. And I want to talk about it. I looked it up today. Linda and I were talking. I love that the red pill movement acts like traditional values are the 1950s and that's it. Humans didn't exist before the 1950s. It's like the 1950s are the vision of traditionalism. And before the 1950s, nothing existed. Here's the reality. And it's going to be a reality. It's going to piss a lot of you off in the chat, because I already see that, you know, the RP guys are in here. Since the beginning of time, the way that the Homo species, so Neanderthals, Homo sapiens, whatever, I'm not a fucking historical buff, but the way that mating practices have occurred in our species since the beginning of time, these aren't traditions. So it's not trad, because it's not traditional. It's not conservative. The way that these mating practices have existed since the beginning of time is that men compete for the attention of women. You can get as mad as you want about it. You can get as upset about it. You can try and even shift those natural dynamics like the RP wants to do. It doesn't change that we have a biological innate response to react
to standard mating practices of our species. Therefore, my concern with a lot of this RP stuff, and Josue, I want to get your take on it, is that it seems like it's a lot of young men. And I feel like they're being groomed to get less pussy, not more. Because they're trying to invert traditional mating practices, where a woman is going to naturally and biologically want to pick the mate that's superior to the other one, the one that's offering the most. So when you have a guy that's not even willing to buy you dinner on a date, on a first date, what kind of innate biological human response can a woman have to that when a man can't even provide a meal? Like, to me, that's the equivalent of, can you hunt a boar living in a cave? If you can't, then you're a weak man. And therefore, I'm not choosing you to mate with. So the equivalent of that in 2023 is, if you can't even buy me dinner, why would I choose you to mate and procreate with?
No, I'm with you. Women assign value to a man if you can provide and protect. Really, that's probably the top two, right? And where these guys kind of get off is, I talked about this last time I was on with the whole manosphere stuff. I think the manosphere, and I'll reiterate it a little bit, has brought a lot of good since, you know, we have that cultural kind of like divide now where you bring men down and emasculate them and toxic masculinity and all that shit. But again, like I said last time, that group of men that cry about this, these are all just the former incels. Like a guy that is not an incel, most likely they are not going to have that point of view. You know what I mean? They'll be happy to provide or happy to work, not even for you, but for himself.
As a man.
As a man, right? And then you are just a plus, you know, somebody, something that comes along and gives you love and all that shit. So these guys, it's what we've been talking about the entire podcast. They just dwell and cry, and it's a victimhood. That's right. The ironic part.
Right.
That the manosphere is out here like shitting on liberals because they're victims and all that shit. You yourself are acting like a victim. Like, these women don't want me, or these women like have high standards, or these women this and that. Like, just work on you, buddy. Work on you. Get yourself up, and that's it. You're not a victim.
No, I mean, I agree with you. To me, I guess that I'm also older, so I guess that maybe that's part of it. My husband is even older than I am, and not that much older, where I would say that we're in a big age gap. But to him, you know, like, if my husband was unable to provide, it would have, like, he would feel low about himself. He would feel like less of a man.
Yeah,
like,
it's emasculating.
Fuck, like, I'm struggling. I can't even, like, support my family. I can't, you know. Like, there's a certain sense of, like, feeding his own. It has nothing to do with me. Like, it has nothing to do, like, I need to take care of my wife because, you know, because I'm so great. It has more to do of his validation as a man is being able to provide his household, his home, to be able to provide for his wife or whatever it may be. And here's something that I talked about, because I put out the comment that I'm like, ladies, if a guy asks you to split the bill on the first date, run as far as you can. I followed up second sentence in that is, once you're in a relationship, then you can pay for dates. Because yeah. My husband and I don't necessarily show up to 50-50. I think that it depends at times. I've had periods in my life where I make a lot of money, periods in my time where I don't make as much money. When I make a lot of money, I make a lot of it. And, you know, it's always been one of those things where I love grabbing a random gift for my husband for no reason at all. Sometimes I get him flowers. Sometimes I'll book us a vacation for no reason at all. But that was never the case throughout the courting process. When we were getting to know each other as a couple, when we were dating, it was an expectation that he was going to be a man and that he was going to that he was going to pay for the date. Yeah, because that's what men do. And that's the kind of relationship that I want. A man that takes that kind of like ownership and like leadership of it, and that it's not about being a simp or whatever. It's because as a man, I don't feel comfortable letting the woman pay. In fact, my husband is the kind of guy that if we're out to dinner with my family, like with my parents or even with his parents, he'll be like, I have to go to the bathroom so that he can cover the bill for the entire table.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I guess being around that, there's a certain degree of masculinity that I'm used to, that I feel that the RP without noticing it. I'm sure that there's going to be people who say that I'm dumb for saying this or whatever. It's fine. It's my opinion. I feel like the RP to some degree is demasculating men. By having them like, oh, well, if I'm going to go on a date, then a woman has to pay for me on the first date. Like, I feel
he
like
says that?
That's literally the crazy.
Yeah, I feel like that's very demasculating to a man to tell them that they should expect for a woman to pay on the first date. Like, that's not masculine to me, which is why, again, my concern is that this is a psyop very similar to feminism, where, 100%. Yeah, it sounds great and all empowerment and male empowerment and men need safe space and all these other things. But in reality, it's still breaking apart the nuclear family. It's breaking apart instinctive mating rituals of humans in general. And I worry that it's going to have a much stronger repercussions than just feminists did, because men lead societies. And when you're training men that their strength in being taking a submissive role to women, because I feel like it's kind of submissive to let a woman pay on the first date.
Yeah.
My thing is, I really don't understand the logic of letting, or why this guy says to let the woman pay on the first date. The only thing I can think of is to maybe assess if she's a gold digger. But again, if you have an assumption that a woman's a gold digger, why are you going out with her? Like, just be discerning. Don't fucking date gold diggers or women that you suspect are gold diggers, if that's the case. Because I can't find any other logic as to why this guy would encourage guys to have the female pay on the first date.
Right.
And I mean, but here's the thing. Then they're also attracted to girls that do like OnlyFans, and they're attracted to girls that do want them.
So then you're going to get what you're going to get. Like,
that's part of what the red pill movement says. The red pill movement says become a high value man. High value as defined by the red pill is have a lot of money, have a six pack, and be over 6 feet tall. Phrase. Right. So become a high value man. And why is the reason why you want to become a high value man? So that you can have more options, therefore access to more women. But let's be honest, you're not getting more women because you became a better man or a higher, like, depending on what you consider value. The only thing that you truly improved upon was your physical attractiveness, which is superficial, and your bankroll, which is transactional. So then don't be surprised when you attract a mate based off superficiality and a transactional relationship. Yep. Because the only aspects of you as a man that you worked on and that you developed were your money and whether or not you had six-pack abs. And now you've got both of those things, but none of those things necessarily ensure that you're going to find a true high-value woman. A woman that's not going to cheat on you. A woman that if you lose all your money is still going to be there for you. A woman that's going to be happy about raising your kids and preparing your lunch and taking care of your household. Just because you have access to a fine woman because you have a six-pack and you've got a Bugatti doesn't mean that you've attracted the right woman.
Somebody asked about your beard. That what trimmer do you use for your beard? Because it's really well groomed.
It's just naturally like this.
I just can't.
I wake up like this every morning.
I like try to look for the comment, but I can't find it.
Norelco Phillips.
Bro, you don't have a sponsor yet?
I should.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
If anybody wants to sponsor me, let's go.
We should get him with the Patriot Shave. Speaking of beards, we do have another sponsor that we introduced to you guys. I think it was last week, Patriot Shave. Patriot Shave is an American company where they stand for patriotism and freedom, faith, family, completely destroying the woke. Because as you guys have seen, some of this shaving companies are actually putting men who are women or transgenders, right, on their ads. And so Patriot Shave is going to be competing against these companies, these woke corporations. So visit PatriotShave.com and you can get a 10% off with our code MPL.
Please support Patriot Shave. I know we talk about Century all the time, but Patriot Shave is our new supporter. They're very affordable, your support. It's something you got to buy anyways. So if you guys can help us look really cool with our new sponsors and drop a little purchase for something that you're going to have to buy anyways, they're actually really cute. They've got like 1776 on the handle. They've got little pink ones. They've got like, we're so happy to be working with them. Cause again, we feel it's a product that everybody needs to buy. So if you can show us some support by purchasing some Patriot Shave. I want to address this comment because it's again, Brian is one of the main ones. So Brian from the Whatever podcast is one of the main ones. That's okay, like sturdy on, I will not pay on the first date. So this guy writes, also, Brian made his rationale. Most women are on dates with multiple men and he doesn't want to be finessed by women. Yes, most women are going to be on dates with more than one man because they're trying to identify who the right mate is for them. And like you guys like to point out several times, women are hypergamous. They are. It's not always about money. I've talked about this. I consider my marriage hypergamous because I married my husband who comes from a two-parent household, which means that he has better opportunity in life. So to me, it was that I come from a broken home. It was hypergamous to marry somebody that came from a two-parent household. So the problem with this theory of Brian's that is justifying telling all of you men that you shouldn't pay for dinner on the first date is that that woman is going to be dating other men. And there are going to be other men that are willing to pay on the first date. And when that woman is used to being treated nice and special by the guys that are courting her, and you come along and you're like, well, I'm the prize, that woman has no reason why to pick you, which is, again, why my concern is Brian is going to get you laid less.
Yeah.
Less.
Not more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Brian's,
right? Like you're never going to see a pair of tits.
That's why ever. That's why he sells those hand pussies.
Ever.
He sells Remember, pocket he's, pussies?
He's getting, yes, he does.
Of course.
Because he knows his audience.
You're going to get
because he knows his audience.
AI blowjob.
You fucking moron.
Yes. He sells an AI blowjob machine, and it's a contraption. It's number one. It's like this big. It's fucking huge.
Bro, con eso me lo dice todo. Like, that's all you need to know.
He knows his audience.
He knows his audience.
He wants to keep
you guys
them
don't
there
get laid because you listen to him.
You listen to Brian and you don't get laid. You're never going to see titties. Sad, sad, sad.
It's that's really another sad thing I don't understand. Like, as a man, you chose this woman to go out with. You, I hope, invited her out, and then you're expecting the transaction. She's gonna, you went out of your way, you chose this woman, and now she has to pay for the dinner or for the date or whatever the fuck. That makes zero sense. Like, if you even like, if I invite a buddy out, hey, Babo, let's go, you know, have some beers, whatever. I invited you out, I'm paying for the tab. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't get it, bro. These guys are swindling your asses.
Here's the other thing. I was in a sorority in college, and I was telling Bella, was it you that I was talking to about this fraternity and sorority life?
Yes.
Because when these people were complaining on the internet, like, oh, like men don't meet women and all this stuff, and they're lonely. And I was like, I was in college once, and I was 18 years old at one point. And I remember when people were going through like sorority rushing and stuff like that. Like, yes, like it sounds like, you know, superficial to say, but there were sororities where the hotter men were rushed and the hotter women were rushing this one. And then it was like, you know, a funnel. And I was telling her, I'm like, I saw everybody like ugly, not ugly, shy, nerds, like whoever, having fun, having a good time in college. And for the most part, you know, people don't like to say this, but like getting laid. Yeah. So like, if like the girls that rush and were in the sorority where the girls were mids or maybe like less attractive, like they were hanging out with the fraternity brothers where we're in a similar fraternity and so on and so forth. So I don't know if people are not going to college. I don't know if they don't interact. I don't know if they don't join groups. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but it's been very confusing because I don't know. I went to college and I saw all sorts of men getting laid.
But to your point, you know what a big factor is? Is and it's like documented that Gen Z is very like anxious and more reclusive. So adding to this problem, they're probably not having social interactions. So they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They didn't have the upbringing that we had. So they struggle more to get out there, to have those normal interactions. Right. They don't do it. This is why you have the breed that you have online.
That you have on the internet.
Right.
There's some guy says, well, those are just Brian's preferences. There's nothing wrong with them. No, there's nothing wrong with them. No, the problem is
it's not a cultural norm or a societal norm.
So that's we're just pointing out that that could be his preference, but Brian also has clout and access to a lot of women. So that might work for his lifestyle, but we're being very honest with you. The majority of you don't have that luxury. And the truth is, we're just looking out for you. You can choose your own preferences and do whatever it is that you want. But we're telling you, as women that know a lot of other women, and we know very attractive women because we live in Miami. Yeah. I don't know a lot of women that if they go out on a date with a first guy and the guy says, you're going to have to split the bill with me, that they'll ever see that you're not, again, because they are dating other men. So you're not placing yourself at a high market value at that point. Like, you're not the guy that I want to date. You can't even treat me like a lady on a first date and try to court me a little bit. I have to prove to you that I'm worth courting.
I'm going to prove to you
that I'm worth courting. Why would any woman with self-respect and dignity do that when there are other men out there that are going to treat them nice and that they're going to feel like, well, shit, even probably guys that are less attractive than you, guys that could be broker than you, shorter than you. And because they treat it, it's like, oh, well, here's nice. This guy going out of his way, attention and detail, making sure that I'm having a nice time. that guy's probably more likely to get picked than you are. You're free to have whatever preferences you want. However, if your preference is to get laid by a lot of women, asking women to pay on the first date probably isn't going to be the move. But yeah, you can do whatever you want.
You could do what you want.
You can do whatever you want.
You could do whatever you want. Can you tell us your most embarrassing date? We're almost done with the podcast.
Yeah. You're asking a Scorpio to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, you could be peace, but you, I mean,
it's so, a little show. Bit of all.
I will.
Why I'll find the birds.
I don't know if it wasn't, it wasn't embarrassing for me. It was more embarrassing for her, but I had secondhand pena. So,
embarrassment, that's what it means.
Yes. During this period of time in my life, I decided to get a Tinder account. And
during this period of time.
Yes. And during the swipey swipe swipe, I matched with this chick. And whatever, I took her out. We went to a bar. She got there in Uber, and I was already there. I was at the bar. We moved to a booth. She got there, and she was already kind of like, I told you the story. Kind of like sideways, this and that, like very flirty. And I'm like, okay, whatever. We get a round of drinks, and she's drinking, cheery, whatever. But then I noticed like she's getting like you could visibly drunk,
right?
And I'm there like, okay, whatever. Maybe she's a lightweight, this and that. She wasn't a small girl. Second round of drinks comes. She's drinking. By the time she's halfway done with the drink, this girl's slopopotamus rex. Like, she's just there, like, half falling down, like, kind of, like, slurring, like, slouching on the booth. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with this chick? So I'm thinking she either drank before to calm the nerves, or she took a Xanax or some shit, and now it's
all
hitting her like a fucking rock, dude. And nothing. She just ended up being disgustingly fucking drunk, and I was like... At this point, I'm like, I'm not taking her home because if she's blacked out drunk, who knows? Like the whole hashtag Me Too shit. Like, I'm not going to be that guy.
You're not going to be Me Too. Yo, right.
I order her an Uber, put a stamp on her ass and take your ass home.
Now, let me ask you something, because that's actually, I love that story. Now, that woman that you didn't sleep with.
No, you didn't have sex with her. No, obviously, she never contacted me after that.
What? You didn't sleep with her because what kind of energy does she give off?
Oh.
You didn't even have to sleep with her, right? Which is kind of like the point that I make. Like, you know, Myron likes to tell these men that they have to sleep with 50 women in order to be able to tell what a hoe is like. Like, bro, like, you guys maybe just have to work a little bit on sitting in silence and working more on your intuition. And which I know is difficult for men, but nonetheless, something that could be worked on and developed. Because a woman like that shows up to a first date and she's sloppy ass drunk with a guy that she's with, that she doesn't know if Jose is a good guy, if he's going to put something in her drink.
I could have taken advantage of her if I wanted to. Take advantage of
a woman that puts herself in that kind of situation is already giving off the energy that you got a little bit of hoe in her.
I kind of disagree with what you said, though. I think that I don't agree with the whole bang 50 chicks type of thing, get your ass around. But I do think that you have to get yourself out there. I think that you do have to experience. You don't have to have sex with all these women, but you should go out there. Date, and if you have it's okay. But you know what I mean, like, have some experience. It doesn't mean be a man whore. It doesn't mean fuck 50 chicks. That's not the case, you know what I mean? But also, you need to your point, have some sort of intuition and discernment before you ask a girl out. Like, hey, that looks like she might, you know, be my type. Not go for the gold digger and then cry about her being a gold digger, like, you know.
This is why I say that Lucas is such a hater. He's like, oh, I wonder if they're gonna like, what do you say? I can't stand them. I can't stand you. I'm curious to see if the Omer panel, they're gonna handpick to agree with their narrative. Like, just because.
Do you wanna come on the panel? No.
Hold on. Just because he doesn't have the same experience or he kind of agrees with our points because we live in the same city, we're from the same culture, more or less the same age range, more or less the same life experiences.
They paid me to say this, guys.
Doesn't mean that we're telling him before what to say or what not to say. And that's actually the problem. This narrative, this Red Bull stuff, it's literally for losers. It's for losers and it's for incels.
Look at them. They glorify Zirka. Look at them saying Zirka's the ultimate alpha. Zirka's a drug addict that's probably going to die before the age of 30. Like, I don't want that for him in any capacity.
Who
but like, how can you guys say that guy's... Zirka's like this new personality that has emerged in the Red Pill space. He's like a streamer, like another a Twitch streamer. Yeah, but he's like... You know a Zirka. It's like
a Hunter Biden.
He's an unhinged Hunter Biden. He thinks that men should date teenagers. He's got like teenage girlfriends. He's like always on cocaine and tells people that he's on cocaine. Like standard Miami Hunter Biden is Zerka. But they see him, and because he's constantly shitting on women and telling women, like, you're in shit, and it's like, if you're not a virgin, fuck you, you don't deserve anything. They get off on that, like, torture.
They like that torture to see porn women be tortured, women bullied, being bullied, like that.
Degraded, like talked down to. They love that because they don't have access to women in real life. So then it's como que se las desquitan. They're like, damn, yeah, all those girls that turned me down that I wish I could tell them to their face that I hate them. And then
I would possibly get into a fight with Zerka and then would have to call the police and then we may have to go to jail.
I don't want to. I hope that nobody ever puts her on a panel with Zerka. I really hope so.
I literally went to Valuetainment and I told them, don't ever put me on a panel with this man. He's disgusting and he's a cokehead.
Yeah, I really do hope that Zerka does sober up and that he becomes a testimony for that, because that's what he needs to do.
Well, when you look up to Rolo and Myriam, Rolo, who looks like somebody's lesbian aunt, and Myriam, who's like the fucking Arab version of the fucking Eddie Murphy, I could totally see why you hate us. I mean, why would we have the same point of views? We don't have a negative experience with dating. We don't hate each other's genders.
We don't hate men.
Most of our friends, whether they're short, whether they're fat, whether they're tall or don't have a lot of money, do have slept with women and or married and or dated, whatever it is. We live in a world where all these things that you think hinders men, we've seen them overcome it or just not care so much about it. So you want to debunk our life experiences? Because
they're the only ones allowed a space to talk about their life experience.
So if you want to debunk our life experiences, I don't know, because we're not talking about statistics. We're not giving some hardcore facts that could be debunked. Do you want to debunk life experiences? Because that's kind of weird.
And Jack, I'm glad that you brought it up. I'm not picking on you when you say that. He's like, well, yeah, you're pretty girls. You might not experience the negatives a lot of men do. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a man. I think that men have it 100 times harder than women do. I will never argue that. I think that a man's life is substantially harder than a woman's life. But that's not women's fault. So when you guys go into these spaces just to be like, tell women, like, well, you guys can go on yachts for free and you guys don't have to work as hard and you guys don't have to, work in oil mines and you can work in offices and stuff. It sounds like resentment towards the fact that you weren't born a woman and got the easy way out. Like, I didn't make that decision.
Just become trans. And you could be like Blair White.
A lot
you
of
could be like Blair White. Blair White
a trans, is hot. It's called trans. I think it's called trans mix. And it is an entire gender ideology that has emerged of men that are not gay, but they go through lives as women. They trans. Mm-hmm. They go into their gender change so that they could present in life as women and have easier lives. Yeah. Because they're sexually attracted, because they feel like women, only because they feel that women have it easier. And I'm not going to deny that. We do have it easier than men. Absolutely.
I think you guys should become trans women.
You really need to stop crying about it, because when you put that, like, it feels like you guys want to put the blame that it's hard on being a man on women. And that's just the reality of the cards that you were dealt with. I could feel bad about the fact, I'm sure that, well, not me, because I'm not a hoe, but I'm sure that there's many hoes out there that feel bad about the fact that they can't fuck 500 guys and not be called a hoe like you guys can, because it's a double standard. Bro, it exists.
The best thing these guys can do is get off the internet, stop worrying about what women are doing or not doing online or whatever. Stop focusing on the, that's bitch shit, and focus on you as a man. Get your money up, get your confidence up, get your self-esteem, get your value up, like with yourself. Stop. Why are you focusing on what women are doing or not doing online, what they like or don't like?
The
woman will come to you. The women will come to you once you focus on yourself, stay in your lane, and build yourself up from the inside out. That's how you're going to make it. Not by listening to these whack ass motherfuckers selling you fucking a pocket pussy, you moron.
Snake oil.
And yeah, I mean,
and charging you thousands of dollars for courses on how to attract women so that they can sit in these courses and tell you, ask the woman to pay on the first date. Destiny gets laid more than any of them.
And he doesn't even have a body.
Average as a dude can get, not even necessarily conventionally attractive. And he is, bro, even having Destiny across from us in the fucking studio, he has a certain energy about him that I completely understand why women are attracted to him. Women are really soft creatures.
Hey, and Pigeon, just leave our chat. Just leave the internet. I mean, how we were
Latinas make
just leave the internet. Just don't come here.
Oh my God. How will the peaceful Latinas? We have jobs, moron. It's why we only record once a fucking week, because this is a hobby for us. We're not out here selling people $1,000 courses to grift off losers like you that need guidance on how to find women, because women don't like me and I need somebody to excuse why it's so hard to be a man these days. Man the fuck up. We record once a week. We have jobs.
Yeah,
well-paying jobs, and we have great lives. That's why Linda can freaking skateboard or rollerblade in the middle of the fucking day.
I'm gonna go rollerblade tomorrow just to piss everybody off. I'm not gonna debate Zirka. I don't have to debate Zirka on anything. I don't debate
Zirka is undebatable. Zirka needs to have
when you
the thing is that, let's be honest, nobody really debates Zirka, bro. Zirka comes on the show to be Zirka and be scandalous, and I'm not even gonna, you know what, he's invited on the show. I don't care, because I would never take anything that Zirka says that serious, because clearly a lot of it is just like trolling and part of his personality. It really isn't that serious. It's not that we wouldn't debate Zirka, but I'm gonna remind you guys again, for all of you Red Pill fans that tell us you don't want to debate Myra and you don't want to debate anybody, please send them super chats. Tell them to come on our show. Tell them to debate us. Tell them that they want to have a formal debate of us and them. And
then we have such a small channel. They don't even care about us.
They don't care about us.
We don't really, you know, Josue was here, so, and the trad wife situation was going on.
Josue is so much of a better guest than Myra would ever be, to be honest with you.
Thank you. I think so too.
Let me just read this last super chat. I thought I saw a super chat. What did I see? Oh, wait, no, we have a few. Hold on. Did I read this one? Eric, he says, y'all should do a weekly pod together. The male-female dynamic talking about these things work so well with you guys.
There's an idea there.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll have you more. Now we're going to do more shows.
We should do a weekly podcast in the dynamics of male and female relationships.
Y'all should do a weekly pod together, the male-female dynamic talking about these things works so well with you guys.
Hey, thank you.
Project Shaney, high value currency has been misplaced. We think currency is money, but it's also energy. Give me liberty, give me dev.
But read them.
What do you mean read them?
What does it say?
I'm reading them. It says high value currency has been misplaced.
Oh, sorry, I can't read.
We think currency is money, but it's also energy. Give me liberty, give me dev. Love you, mostly peaceful Latinas. Trump is daddy. That's true. You know who doesn't complain about hot women? Trump. You know who doesn't complain about, well, he's a billionaire, so that's not fair. But still, I'm sure Trump wasn't out there like, oh, when he was just start getting money, like, oh, let me worry about these gold diggers in New York. Like, I got to worry about these gold diggers now that I'm getting my money up. Like, let me just watch out. he's not, because he's just not, doesn't live in fear. And a lot of you guys want to live in fear with your statistics and your bullshit. You're more than welcome to. It's a free country. Like I said, you could be a transgender. It's such a simple thing to be. You can actually do a GoFundMe for transgender surgery. I've seen them. So you could ask your friends and family to fund your trans surgery, and you could be one of us, and you could get free going yachts. You can get tables and bottles at the club. You're going to have, you could keep your dick.
Stay home all day.
You could keep your dick, or you could chop it off. That really is up to you.
You get options.
It is the United States of America after all. So it's an option. It's an option for you.
Somebody said if we would debate Sneakle, we tried, bro. Sneakle's way out of our price range. He charges like $2,500.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Someday when we turn into a real podcast, then maybe these people would want to talk to us.
Somebody said Torres Marshall Academy. Thank you so much. She was just complimenting us. She said she's a Gemini and a Latina small business owner. Thank you so much. And then Shuda 3-5, all three of y'all, dejen la guapería. Thank you for coming through, Shuda. We didn't see. We're missing you. We're missing you in action. Yeah, trans surgery could be an option for you. You know, like it could totally be an option for you to what is it called? You know, be a woman. Be, you know, feel, or you could do it temporarily. Not chop off your dick. Do the whole
experiment
and just experiment.
You can buy some shavers from patriotshave.com. Get yourself nice and hairless.
Yeah.
Get a nice little waist trainer, some leggings, all of the stuff the conservatives hate. And you can become, you too can become a woman, and you too can, you know, get to reap the benefits. So that's the advice that we have for you guys today. That's the MPL advice to all of you Red Pill guys
just
that resent being men. You all should definitely look into being women, because I promise
you. Actually, I think I'm going to be a trans like advocate for these men.
For men to become. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I can promise you that your life is going to be so much easier as women than men. And I think you guys should absolutely consider it. Josue, where can our viewers find you?
What Josue, Josue, has to say. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. I have a podcast as well. So follow me, and I'll lead you in a better direction than these other morons.
Yeah. Why would I debate Bryson? Why do you think that?
I want to debate Bryson.
Bella, you never let me speak.
Sorry.
You don't let me speak. The issue is with me. Why would I debate that person? I can't say other things. Let me just clear something up. There was no debate with Bryson. I have muted him because I genuinely dislike him. I disliked him for a very long time. So I don't follow him on social media. I don't interact with him. I have him muted on Twitter. The issue is that Bryson was upset that I called out one of his retired whole friends. And as a result, he decided to get into a problem between two, not even a problem, it was me calling somebody out, decided to come attack me based on my tweets. What was the tweet that he attacked me on? The tweet said, women are more attracted, or Donald Trump appears more to women because he's not like these Puritans that are telling us what to do, what to wear, how to act, da 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 da. He took that tweet, retweeted me, and said, in other words, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I want to be a degenerate. That's what he got from my tweet. What he was really trying to do was argue with me over the fact that I called out his friend, who I didn't even know who he was friends with because I don't follow him. To what I responded, Donald Trump was the most moderate president, so I don't really understand where you're getting this degeneracy from. Yada, 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 to what he said, I don't argue with harlots. So what is there exactly to debate? Bryson Gray is a fake Christian. He is a very miserable, bitter person because he is a closeted homosexual. I'll never be able to prove that. What am I supposed to do? Go through his like Grindr or something or like computer? And Bryson thinks that he's entitled to tell people what to do, grown adults, grown women, women who are married, what to wear, what to do on the internet, or how to behave themselves. Not because he knows them personally, not because he knows his personal life, simply because he's a Bible thumper. And there's really no policy to debate. Bryson himself said he's not. This isn't political.
Right.
There's no debate about anything. This is a debate about him hating on women that he doesn't know and trying to use his religion to enforce his lifestyle. I don't need to debate what I wear, how I act, what I say with somebody that is completely meaningless to me. If you want to debate politics, which he said he doesn't want to be involved in anymore, that's a very different situation.
Right, 'cause he said he doesn't want
very to vote. Different situation. But Bryson Gray doesn't want to vote anymore. So he said, right? Isn't that what you said?
He says he does. He's not going to be voting in 2024, that he doesn't support DeSantis or Trump. So he's like, again, like Linda mentioned earlier, they should all move. They should all become Amish or start their own community or whatever it is. You know, it's unfortunate. My question to Byron will continue to remain. Isabella Riley is a really cruel person to women. She's the same girl that said that cancer patients shouldn't be shocked when their husbands cheat on them because they can't pull their hair while they're having sex. Is also, she's like, you know, this is not a very cruel woman that consistently likes to place herself on a pedestal because she got through her whole phase. It's who the entire podcast is inspired off of. She got through her whole phase and became the epitome of a trad con wife. And Bryson was really just mad that Linda called her out in a previous tweet. So then he went and he's like, these harlots are making fun of conservative trad wives. No,
we talked about one woman
and calling out the hypocrisy.
Right.
We are not we do not advocate against traditional values. We do not advocate against people becoming traditional housewives. It's a beautiful life for those that choose it. Some people are not going to have that life right now. doesn't mean that they're not going to have access to it later on. And some people will never choose that life, and that's okay too. However, I understand that Bryson doesn't care about politics, but at the end of the day, this is what a lot of it is about. And the conservative or the Republican Party needs to understand that these purity tests, these virtue signals that they consistently engage with are only going to drive less people to join their party, which means less people to vote for their candidates. So Linda and I have talked about this several times, how we feel like we're politically homeless. The reason why we left the Democrat Party is because we were not allowed to be moderates in the Democrat Party. In fact, the Democrat Party went so far left that what it did was like, well, I guess that the only place that's really going to embrace me and allow me to be somewhat moderate is going to be the Republican Party. But now we're watching that same party drift all the way to the right, and we want no part of that either. So we do feel very politically homeless. Bryson got upset that two women, that one woman was calling another woman out. And if we're being honest, a man should never get involved in problems that women are having, because women can be petty and women can be gossipy and women can be all of those things. Yes, it's true. But men should never be. Never be any of those things. Right. So Bryson had no business getting involved in that debate, which is my problem, much less getting triggered and then calling us harlots when I don't even run.
And then lying. Because then he goes onto his stories and then he goes onto everywhere else to say that the problem was with traditional women, that we were bashing conservative women. He made it a blanket statement to obviously get angry and a reaction from his followers so they could come after me. And it didn't work out well, because what I was also trying to point out was the hypocrisy of Bryson Gray, who literally, whose number one hit song on Spotify as of today, because I checked, by a lot, by over 7 million hits or downloads, is Donald Trump is your president. You built an entire, you're only known because Donald Trump actually put you on his Twitter, which has millions of people with a goofy ass giant MAGA hat. That is the only reason why MAGA and people started supporting him. That is the only reason why your song has over 7 million downloads versus every other song on Spotify, because I checked.
He knows it.
And now you are, whatever, you don't want to support this guy. Who cares? I honestly don't care. You're still using his brand, though. The MAGA brand is a trademarked brand. You can look it up, MAGA trademark. You can see who the owner is. And you're still using that. It's not only illegal, but you're also a grifter. Create your own brand. Stop doing the red, white logo thing that you want to do. And now, it's MAGA stands for Make America Godly Again. Like, no, you're grifting. You know how popular Donald Trump is. And that's why he got into a fight with me. So
there, I'll close off the show by saying the following. Springheel Jack, which is actually hilarious, even though we don't agree with everything. If you want to come on the show and you're in Miami, this is kind of like an open call to all of you. If you want to come into the male panel and you feel that you like your voice heard, and we're not really trying to sugarcoat. In fact, part of the reason why we didn't have it this week is because there was conflicting schedules with the guys that we kind of had chosen. So if you are, or that we're willing to come on, not chosen, it's just kind of the guys that we thought would be interesting, have stories or whatnot. But if you think that you want to come on the show, please send us an email. At our email, you can find it in our contact info on our link. And on our Instagram. We don't have one of those anymore.
We will, though. We're getting it back.
I'm not even close to Miami. Well, then what the fuck? Well, then if you know anybody in the Miami area that wants to come down and be part of our male panel and discuss the reality of male dating, not what the RP says, we're looking for short kings, guys that are maybe struggled with money their whole lives, guys that don't fit the standard high value man that the internet says. And we want to just capture these stories about how regular guys get laid, regular guys get high value women, regular guys are winning and they're living good lives. And don't let the internet lie to you, just like they did to women with the BBLs and the vacations all the time. You short kings, you men that are making average salaries, you still matter. Women will still love you. You will get laid, but you got to start looking at it differently.
No, an anomaly knows Trump and DeSantis. No, the anomaly is a grifter. Anomaly actually has been crying for 2 years.
Anomaly
about the
is
vaccine,
a grifter, yes.
And Anomaly literally just cries. All he does is cry every single day on Twitter about the vaccine, and Trump got sponsored in 2017 by Pfizer on his inauguration. Things that are completely unrelated to the 2020 COVID vaccine, which is fucking retarded. So yeah, he's
discovered that shitting on Trump all day long means that his platform is protected, and that if he shits on Trump, Twitter's not gonna take him down, and he can talk about the JQ, and he can talk about COVID, and he can talk about the vaccine, and nobody ever takes out Anomaly's page. Can you believe that? Yeah, why? Because he shits on Trump all day. It's a fucking, because he's a grifter, and he realized that his page is protected, his reach is protected, as long as he continues to shit on Trump. Anyways, that's the end. Josue, will you be back for the all male panel?
Hey, man, you'll see me here for the fourth time.
I love it. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today on Mostly Peaceful Latinas. We will see you guys next week, Thursday at 10 p.m.
Bye. Barely Peaceful Latinas.